Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Pacers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can get a daily dose of great information about your favorite NBA and NFL teams, including the Pacers, right here. And my name is Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com, and today we will hit on the Pacers as they search for signs of life, check in on Paul George getting a little notice from the NBA, and Joel Embiid not traveling with the Sixers to Indy, and finish with a little lighter touch talking about biscuits. So don't forget, you can hit me up with any comments or questions via email at IndyCornrows@gmail.com and on Twitter at IndyCornrows. So let's get going. Now, Nate Taylor had a good postgame report from Charlotte and the Indy Star and had some frustration quotes from Paul George, which is not surprising and you know, kind of good to hear. He's not happy with the effort, obviously. No one could have been happy with that effort in Charlotte last night. Getting beat down 122-100 and being down big most of the game. So after the game, quote from Paul George, he said, "We're all out of whack. There's no trust. There's no chemistry. There's no belief. We're kind of just lifeless right now." And that is definitely a concerning quote because that's talking about effort and energy and things that players got to bring internally, both as a collective group and individually. And you almost have to wonder if they were working on any of that in the preseason. We heard all about them getting together and having these runs during August and guys getting to know each other and building a rapport and all that. But when it's coming to the basketball nuts and bolts, it seems like they're all talking a foreign language. So I always say you'd much rather slow down a player, or in this case a team, than have to speed them up. And, you know, having too much energy, playing on the edge of being out of control is one thing, and you can try and hone that down. But having a player, or in this case a team, playing, you know, quote-unquote lifeless and requiring, you know, constant prodding is definitely a concern. Now, after practice on Tuesday, a day later, the game is in the rear view. Paul George talked and mentioned that, you know, he just didn't have any answers for their poor play on the road, and he called it, you know, they weren't comfortable on the road for whatever reason, couldn't pinpoint it. And, you know, he did say they're looking forward to playing Philly just because, you know, despite the record, it's a young team and they play hard, and kind of like Brooklyn, which was a problem, and we'll definitely give them a good test and a chance to improve on Wednesday and Friday. And he really focused and emphasized that he knows that the team is capable of playing much better than they're playing. And that's what's making it so frustrating. He even said, you know, if he didn't think they were capable, it wouldn't be as frustrating. But he knows that the group can play much better and feels it really is on the players at this point, that they've gotten what they need from the coaches, and it's about the players figuring it out together. So, also, Thad Young spoke after the game in that Nate Taylor article. His quote, "We obviously know we're better at home, but on the road, we have to get some of these games. The crazy thing is we haven't really played the toughest teams. When those teams come around, they're not going to play around with us, and that is no joke. As we mentioned before the season, the first 9 games was an opportunity to get out to a good start against some teams you felt like you would win if you're going to be winning, you know, 45 to 50 games. And now they are have dug a bit of a hole and only have two more games here to just to get over 500 and beat Philly twice. So that starts on Wednesday at the Fieldhouse. Also, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, you know, Nate McMillan has to curate that culture of accountability. And ultimately, though, it is up to the players, as PG said, to come together and hold each other accountable. And that's really what great teams do. They lead from within. And right now, the Pacers are not a good team trying to be great. They're just trying to be good and getting some of that internal leadership and accountability set will go a long way to help them out. Now, after practice on Tuesday, McMillan, again, talked about finding consistency and mentioned having slippage in Charlotte, which is a nice euphemism for wetting the bed or doing something else in the bed. That's far worse. But, again, mentioned he doesn't have any idea why the problems they're having on the road are manifesting themselves every time they go out on the road, because he felt good about the team heading to the opening tip. They knew they had to be ready. They weren't overlooking Charlotte by any means because of the problems they've had down there in the past. But they were just dominated. So the practice Thursday was spent focusing on a lot of little things, making sure they're doing things right, right down to all of those little things that can add up to big problems if they're not done right. And I would have to think simple passing and help side defense, talking, are among those little things that Nate has to be emphasizing. So fortunately, that's 1 of 82, and it was a clunker for sure, but now we move on and try to get better. And as Paul George and Mark Monteith heard him talking about the first team that Paul played on that went to the Eastern Conference Finals, that started out 10-11, had some new players, and took a little while to get going. And he mentioned that the similarities are there, and that we all know that that team had their lulls in the schedule and lulls in play where they had some bad losses along the way. So obviously the marathon season, hope is not lost after seven games, but it's time to get some positives going and get something going on the road. Friday would be fantastic. But first, the Pacers play at home against the Sixers on Wednesday at the Fieldhouse. And with the Pacers playing an opponent that's 0-6, and the way the Pacers have been playing, you know, this isn't the most appealing game on the schedule. Now, they have young players. Ben Simmons is out, obviously. But Joel Embiid has been just a revelation early in the season, looking like Hakeem the Dream out there with some three-point touch. But it was announced on Tuesday afternoon that Embiid is going to stay in Philly and not play against the Pacers on Wednesday. You know, that might be good for the Pacers getting a win. Not exactly good for the entertainment dollar at the Fieldhouse. I, for one, was really looking forward to seeing Embiid in person. So that's a bummer all the way around. And the fact is, Embiid is a rookie, but he was drafted in 2014. Injuries have kept him sidelined, and the team is keeping a close eye on his minutes this year. I think he's on like a 25-minute restriction or something like that. He's averaging 21 minutes a game so far and is leading the team in those 21 minutes with 18 points and 7 rebounds per game and making some highlight plays on both ends of the floor to go along with it. But he's not injured, but they're taking this spot in the schedule to make sure they're monitoring his health. And it sounded like he was kind of frustrated to have to stay home, but that's what they're doing with him, and he will not be at the Fieldhouse. So that stinks for us Hoop fans that will be there to watch the game. So as we move on, I want to thank the Locked On Podcast Network for their support, and make sure you're checking out Locked On NBA, Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Also, Locked On 76ers has some good update on the team as they're trying to develop the young talent and not get too discouraged with all the losing. So, moving on, also on Tuesday afternoon, the NBA announced they would be fining, or they have fined, Paul George $15,000 for his inadvertent basketball kick into the stand against Chicago. As PG mentioned after the game, he was intending to kick the ball into the stanchion. kicked it wide right and ended up hitting a woman in the face. He immediately went out, apologized. She was fine and excited to talk to Paul George, as a matter of fact. But nonetheless, you can't do that. It's just a stupid little thing that ended up having PG kicked out of the game. Fortunately, it didn't hurt them as far as getting a win, but it will hurt PG's wallet. For $15,000, he wasn't suspended, so that's a good thing. And also, he did send the woman a formal apology along with some flowers, so everything was smoothed over on that end, but hopefully we won't have any more of these odd little things pop up with the Pacers as they try and get moving together in sync. So finally, after what seems like a couple days of bad news and not much fun, we got to lighten things up here a little bit. So I got to talk about the Pacers' new promotional gimmick called the Hardee's Miss It for Biscuits. Now, I first heard about this, heard Eddie White talking about it on the radio, and it just sounded funny. Basically, if the opponent of the Pacers misses 5 free throws in a game, then everybody gets a sausage biscuit the next morning from Hardee's. And I believe you can use your ticket, or there's a coupon you can print off on Pacers.com to get your biscuit. But it just, the way it played out against Chicago was absolutely hilarious, and something that I think people who are there and people who are going to the games, once they realize what's going on, will really enjoy the promotion. Also, unfortunately, the Pacers have been fouling so much, teams are getting so many free throws, the odds are, even if they have a good shooting night, they're going to miss 5. Chicago was 20 for 25, but hey, they missed 5. Biscuits for everybody. It's kind of like the Papa John's promotion they have for scoring over 90 points now. That used to be a pretty good barrier for the Pacers, and now they just scored 100 points and lost by 22 points. So there's going to be a lot of Papa John 90 pizzas handed out this year as well. But for the Miss It for Biscuit against the Bulls, they had missed 4 free throws. And, you know, it's later in the game. The Pacers are up big. Essentially, it's garbage time. And for some reason, Bobby Portis went baseline, got a step, and dunked on a couple players. And came down and, you know, posed and flexed a little bit. You know, drew a little bit of the ire of the fans. But it was kind of funny because you're looking at time and scoring, wondering, Duke, what are you doing? Well, so he got the dunk and the foul. He's at the line, and fans are made aware that one more missed free throw, and everybody gets a sausage biscuit from Hardee's. So Portis delivers the free throw. It clanks off. Everybody goes crazy, and it was a good time. So what could be better than, you know, getting a freebie at the expense of the Bulls? It was a, you know, win-win, and it's going to be funny going forward to see how that plays out. Hopefully, it won't be as many free throws by opponents in the future, but I guess the silver lining is they have a chance to miss 5. But looking ahead to the Sixers now, they only shoot 70% from the free throw line as a team, which is 26th in the league. So, you know, Hardee's may want to plan on making a few extra biscuits on Thursday morning. Hopefully, it'll also be celebrating a Pacers win. Well, thank you for listening. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Pacers. So hit me up via email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. Don't forget you can find the podcast on audioboom.com. Also, subscribe through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play. All episodes are available at all of the outlets, so check them out. Okay, that's a wrap. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network. You got it.